Hello, Royals fans, and welcome to this edition of Inside Athletics. This is your opportunity to get a little bit of an inside look at what goes on here at EMU. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics, and once again, I'm joined by our Sports Information Director, James DeBoer. We continue with a lot of busy activities. James sent me an email the other day that said he doesn't remember the last time he had a day off, so we gave him a day off yesterday, I think it was. So it's certainly for those of us in the support positions, when everybody puts their schedules together, any one schedule may not look like it's too much, but then when you put them together, you soon end up with a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night activity, and it's 9 or 10 o'clock. So I said to my wife last night when I got home for the fourth day in a row at 10 o'clock in the evening after having left at 8, but hey, we're not complaining. We understand what we got into when we started in sports. It's part of it. We've got the whole, I know some of you are sitting out there saying, well, you have the whole summer off. I mean, what do you do during all that time? So we understand it, but there isn't anything quite like activities going on campus, and we've had a number of them this week, another big weekend coming up. So we want to touch on a few of the events of the past. Again, we won't go into the nitty-gritty details of things, but give you more of the overview of how things are going, what we're looking at, some of the things we're doing, the upcoming things, and we've got a bunch of announcements to share as well. I'm going to begin this morning with talking just for a minute about our men's volleyball hire. Last week, I told you that we were close to that. We were able to make the confirmation, made the offer, and it was accepted, and we are really pleased to be able to introduce Gary Moore as our new men's volleyball coach. He will also be working in the fitness center as part of his duties, along with Jeff Tyson, who is our women's volleyball coach, is sharing the responsibility in the fitness center. Gary actually played for us 1 year back in, I believe, 1995-96, then went transferred to George Mason, where actually I believe he got a scholarship and finished playing his 3 years there. He's had a number of different jobs, as he indicated to me, that he always had to have some other income so he could feed his passion for volleyball. So he's been in some land development, real estate. He's currently the recreation director at a prison in the Chesapeake, Norfolk area. He'll be starting here on October 1. He has a lot of background and experience. He owns his own volleyball club, the Old Dominion Volleyball Club in the Norfolk area. He's had some assistant coaching stints with both men and women at Rutgers University, Christopher Newport University, as well as Norfolk State, where he ended up actually graduating from several years after he had finished playing his time there. So we're looking forward to Gary joining us. I know that if you want to read more about it, he certainly has a passion to return to a place that, although he didn't stay, he always has had very fond memories and perhaps even now begins to understand even more how valuable that experience was for him. So he will begin on October 1. We are excited about it. We'll have him on here after a bit, after he gets a little bit acclimated to what's going on. One of the things he will have to be working on is the future of the Continental Volleyball Conference. And there's some things going on under the table and behind closed doors that may be trying to break up the Continental Volleyball Conference after this coming year. Which just started last year. There was a commitment by those of us to run the Continental Volleyball Conference for 2 years and then to reevaluate where we were at that point. Okay. And what is happening is some of the other conferences, particularly in the New York State, are trying to pull a few of the Eastern Division Continental Volleyball Conference teams with them, which will give them enough for an automatic qualifier. Right now, we have enough for an automatic qualifier, but for instance, if Teal and Juniata would go join this conference that works out of Erie in the northern northwest corner of New York, that would give them an AQ, but then it would reduce us. So from a geography standpoint, it might actually be easier for Teal to join that one. They may do it. We're not sure. We're supposed to cast our votes by October 1 on our commitment to the CVC in the future, and we'll wait and see what that is. So Gary's going to have to be working on that to sort of figure out where we're going with that. We do know of a couple of other schools that are starting men's volleyball, so hopefully that will help. But besides just getting acclimated to EMU and the men's team and all of that, he's going to have his hands full trying to delve into the middle of that. But that's the other reason why I think he's a good candidate, because he's been in business himself. He's owned his own businesses. I think he knows a lot about the USA volleyball scene, and I think he'll be able to get in and start to at least figure out where things are at. During the time that we had an interim coach, I think we were not privy to a lot of what was going on. So we'll get into that. We're excited about Gary starting, and that now completes all of our hires. And
look at the smile on that face, Dave.
And of course, I got to orient four coaches now EMU and to their job. But we certainly hope that there are not going to be any changes in the near future. And I do personally, as a director, feel really, really good about where we're at. So that's an update on the men's volleyball position, and we're looking forward to that. And you can read more about it on our webpage. Well, we had some activities going on this past week. James, comments you want to make about any of the sports in terms of what was happening here, and then we'll pause for a little bit, and then we'll jump into what's coming this coming weekend.
Sure. Probably one of the more exciting things was kind of above the field of play. Last week, Saturday, our field hockey team playing at St. Mary's, besides being a tough game, they won 1-0. Great win, but it also gave Coach Brenda Beckler her 100th career victory at EMU. So very excited to hit one of those coaching milestones. I'm sure that our coaches at EMU would be some of the last people on the earth to tell you that, you know, I just broke this great coaching milestone. So we have to splash it around, I guess.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's great for Brenda to have picked up 100 victories. It's early in her 10th season, so she's averaging right around 10 wins a year. And that's pretty solid for a field hockey coach. Brenda especially has always picked up a lot of really tough non-conference games. So it's a great coaching milestone win for her. Wish she could have done it at home, but hey, you always wish for something like that. So at some point in the very near future, we'll have a quick little ceremony recognizing her with that and give her a little plaque.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, James, because it is true that I don't believe there's hardly any coaches around, certainly not here at EMU, that would put their schedule together in such a way as to try to get to that 100 win mark. Yeah. And so you mentioned it, that, you know, you play a tough non-conference, plus we know how tough the ODAC can be, at least at the top, maybe not at the bottom. But so there is 100 compared to somebody else's 400. It doesn't mean much, but certainly at a D3 school that tries to have a program that is playing very tough competition in and out, it does say something, and we're pleased to honor that one.
Coach Roger Mast, actually close to a coaching milestone. He would hit 200 this year with two more wins. He entered at 194. He's got four wins so far this year. So the men do have two home games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So it's possible that Roger could do it at home this weekend, or the team could do it for Roger at home. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one. Rogers needs two more wins to hit 200 for his career. He's in his 22nd year, I believe, here at EMU. So he's definitely been around a little while. Probably been here longer than most of his players have been alive at this point. So that's another milestone we'll keep an eye on. Another exciting thing is that the cross-country teams can finally get back in action this weekend. They had last weekend off, and we mentioned the other week that it was fun to see our women's cross-country team get into the regional rankings. And I think one thing that Coach Lukowitz is excited about is to see his team against some of the other teams in the ODAC that are also ranked. Sometimes when I think of cross-country, and I think a lot of people, they feel it's so much of an individual sport. And it is. It's certainly a lot different than your soccers and basketballs and such. But he's already noticing that later on today, on Friday, they're running at a meet hosted by Bridgewater, which will include Bridgewater and who's the other one? Lynchburg?
Washington Lee.
But I think Lynchburg just slipped into the top 10. Washington Lee is not at it this weekend.
So they're
getting Lynchburg and Bridgewater at the meet this weekend. So in a way, they're going head-to-head against a couple of the other ODAC teams that are in the regional rankings. They'll actually get Washington and Lee at next weekend's meet up in Pennsylvania. Cross-country is individual, but Coach Lukowitz very excited to see how his women will do against these other teams that are also ranked in the region from the conference.
No, that's very true. That I've asked Coach Lukowitz a couple of times about how his team is handling that whole regional ranking thing. And as he said to me, to some degree, he's really not surprised because he saw the potential that was there.
Yeah, he did.
And again, there is all this preparation for where are you headed. It's a conference meet you're headed for, and then the regional, et cetera. So while this is an important head-to-head match, he also recognizes that he's headed in a certain direction mm-hmm. and where they're at. But he said they're handling it very well. To his knowledge, it's still a goal they have to get to the regionals. But they are, particularly on the women's side, the men still suffering a little bit of injury and still trying to come through with that. But he's not really surprised. He thinks people in the ODAC are surprised.
Right.
And they still have the goal of moving ahead down the road. So it will be an interesting match this afternoon. It is a very tough course. Again, it's the one they did the preview meet on. It's also the one that they'll have the ODAC championships on. And we're privileged to be able to host that this particular year. Any other comments from this past week? Men's soccer has been sort of a little bit of a surprise, hasn't it been?
They have. And I think just in general, men's soccer could be really interesting in the ODAC this year. But as far as our men, I mean, yeah, we graduated 7 of our starters, and 2 other of the starters left the school for various reasons. So we returned 2 of 11 starters. Now that means there's a ton of in less or less experienced players on the field. And so, you know, not only are they figuring out the varsity game, they're figuring out how to play with each other. And so there's just a lot of unknowns there. And they've really played pretty well, especially with their ODAC opening win at Hampton Sydney, a 2-0 victory on the road. Tigers, pretty solid squad. And I think that was an impressive way to start their conference play. So that's been exciting, I think, to see our guys. They look really deep. As we see us playing other teams, we generally have a deeper bench than other teams. And there's not a huge fall off when Roger starts going to some of his second team players, whatever you want to say. We can go pretty deep, and I think that stamina is going to help us out an awful lot this season. Yeah.
Last weekend was a pretty big weekend for the women's volleyball. They had the tri match here. Uh-huh. Actually played Friday night, Saturday twice. Some good competition there. Some people would look at it and say, well, back to the same old, because they lost to some of the people that maybe they should have beaten or at least been close to. And talking to Coach Tyson, he's pleased with the progress they're making each day, getting a little bit better all the way around. Comments that you saw, you were able to be here, see all 3 games.
Sure, it's fun watching them play. They went 5 games against Guilford and just came out a little bit short. Played Emory and Henry the next day, and Jeff maybe doesn't want to talk a ton about this, but Sarah Ritchie hurt her ankle in the first game, and so she didn't play the rest of the way against Emory and Henry, and the team played pretty well without their leading hitter, but they lost that one 1-3. And then against Southern Virginia, that was an exciting match, and the women fell behind 2-1, then 1-4, and game 5 actually went extra points. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a lot of fun, and it was great to see the women coming back from deficits, and I thought they really kept their heads in the game. And I think that's something we're seeing a lot out of the women this year, is even when they play like the Randolph-Macons and Washington and Lees, that, you know, maybe we can't expect to beat this year, to be frank about it. Right. They're keeping their heads in the games, and that's going to build a lot for the future.
Well, and the realization is there is a lot of turnover this year, both with the coaching as well as the players. Oh, yeah. And we've talked about the 2 players that left soccer to come over here. They haven't played for a while. Mm-hmm. They're still getting used to the game. So when you do take Sarah Ritchie out, so it while it might be some of the same, I think the progress that they see is headed in the right direction.
Yeah,
it feels good about that. One comment I will make about women's volleyball, because the announcement probably is just about ready to come out or has come out, and that is that their match with Fairmount State, scheduled for Saturday this weekend, has been canceled. It's a decision that I made. A couple of days ago we made it, the decision. It was scheduled to be a tri match. For whatever reasons, it was changed to a single match, and then it was moved from a 3 o'clock match. Even as late as last week, it was listed at 3 o'clock on their website. We found out it was shifted to 7. I checked the website a couple days later, and it was actually 7:30. And that creates a real dilemma for us budget-wise. It would mean that we would need to stay overnight Saturday night, because I would not want, from a safety reason, to have these coaches needing to drive back in the middle of the morning. And so largely for budget reasons, for the changes that happen, we have to start to look where we're going to spend our dollars at. And while I hate to take away a contest from our own kids or even from Fairmount State, to travel that far that late at night for one contest in a non-conference situation, and for whatever reasons, we also never had a written contract about it. So there are no obligations we have that way. And I don't like to do that by any means,
right,
but I want to make sure that I give an explanation that we really do have to be wise with the use of our dollars, and traveling that far that late at night for one match just was something that I felt we were not able to do. This year. So that has been canceled. It will not be made up. And so they have this weekend off and look for that ahead. Golf got started last week. We ought to say something just a little bit about golf because there our one woman team will be in action this weekend too. So a few comments from golf.
Sure. So the men opened up last weekend, meet hosted by Bridgewater right in Harrisonburg at Lakeview Golf Course. And a lot of fun to see the guys get out there. They got a pretty sizable team, nine guys in the team. Can only golf five at an actual tournament, but it was a lot of fun. I think the guys really enjoyed getting out there. Talked with one or two of them, and some fun stories, tough holes, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it was great for the guys to get out there. We got some photos back from it of our first ever golf meet, and so it was really great to see the guys get out there this weekend. We'll send our team, which right now is one, down to a tournament hosted by Radford down in Draper. So there'll be a few other schools there. I think Coach Eberle told me that Bridgewater is also setting their team down, which is two.
Right.
So playing as individuals. Right. So they'll get to play on Sunday, 36 holes in one day, yeah. And they will be taking carts.
Right.
Riding carts.
Yeah. Well, it was. And the shift from playing high school to college, but also just to practice and then to get on there and match one, two, and three. I know there was one hole that I think the whole team was like 18 over par on one day, and the next day they were only four over on that hole. So getting the consistency and getting out there and being matched one-on-one with three people walking it the whole nine yards, it's a little bit different, and they're going to come around. David Johns has been working well with them. We're really pleased about the progress some of the kids are making. I think we'll see a real difference by the time you get to the spring. Because barring good weather, bad weather, they're going to be able to play all the way through the fall, maybe even into the winter, because they will have memberships at Heritage Oaks, and David Johns, a pro out there, is available to help them when they go out there. I want to close here, make a few comments about some of the honors that are coming up, special events that are coming. I had mentioned before about the 1998 men's soccer team that won the ODAC and went on to the NCAA tournament, Sweet 16. We were going to honor them this Saturday evening. As the returns started coming back, there were very few of them who could make it, so we've postponed that celebration until homecoming. I tried to keep it away from homecoming to give it more special recognition, but we are going to do it at homecoming, so the 1998 men's soccer team will be honored as part of the men's game on Saturday evening during homecoming. So make sure that if you're a part of that, that you give us a notice that you're coming back. Want to make sure you're there to honor, give you a plaque, et cetera. And then, of course, the other activities are going on. The golf tournament on Friday. Eric Kratz has agreed to be there. At this particular time, they're still in the hunt, but it's closing the door fairly rapidly. So we think that he will be here, a special feature that's there. Eric will be inducted in the Hall of Honor on Saturday morning, along with the 1980 field hockey team. There's a lot of alumni games going on. We also are anticipating the possibility of one of our other former athletes who was a professional baseball player, Larry Sheets, to be on campus. And we're looking forward to the possibility of a special reception with Eric and Larry together that you can have a chance to interact with them. So it's going to be some special events going on. We want to make sure that we highlight them. It's getting close to the time. Registration is going to start closing as we get there. So check online, emu.com. For one, to get the homecoming registrations. But there are a lot of things that we want to do to try to celebrate the alumni of the past. And we're looking forward to that weekend in particular. All parents will be recognized as well prior to each of the games. Baseball will have a big alumni game, other activities going on. So make sure you're around for that weekend, particularly if you know any of these people that are being honored. It's going to be a special special time there. James, any more comments you have from this week?
I think you just said emu.com. Yeah, I think I heard that. It's emu.edu.
emu.edu. Right. My apologies.
You might get lost trying to find it.
I know. I'm sorry. emu.edu would be the homepage for Eastern Mennonite University. Then you can follow the stuff down to get to the homecoming piece. If you want emuroyals.com, there we go.
All right, we got the com on there. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm impressed so far with our home fans this year, especially at volleyball. Over the past week, we've had a lot of home matches. They've really got a lot of good support. And that's been a lot of fun. And this weekend, we've had a couple of them this year. I think we have a couple more as kind of a men's women's doubleheader in soccer. And so this weekend, Saturday, 4 and 7, our women play Guilford, our men play Guilford. So it's a good chance to come out. You got a good chunk of hours just to watch soccer out in the EMU turf field. And we'd love to have a good crowd out here. And I think that's one of these fun things is when we can have these double headers of sorts.
Well, and at least here in Harrisonburg, the weather has been fantastic, yeah. And I think it's going to prove to be again this coming weekend. So if you're anywhere close looking for a good trip down 81 or up 81, wherever you're at, to come up here into the Shenandoah Valley and visit EMU, it'd be a great weekend to do that. So thanks for joining us this week. There's a lot more we could have covered. Really pleased with the Bridging the Gap class that's going on for the freshmen, and I'll highlight a few of those things that we've done in there. So thanks for joining us. And until we tune in with each other again next week, I invite you to make it a great week.